2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we live by faith and not by sight. The Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. It also says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. Every person has some kind of faith. It is either in our intellectual ability, our skills, or our family, friends, or connections. The question is, where is your faith anchored? Inevitably, the storms of life will come, and we will see if the anchor holds. If our faith is set upon things of this world, it will perish. Our faith is to be set in heaven, where it is imperishable. The Bible tells us to store up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy. As believers, our faith is based upon the word of God through the prophets which predicted the coming of the Messiah, and it is built upon Jesus who died on the cross for our sins and rose again. We also believe in the return of Christ. This faith we possess has stood the test of time, proven itself faithful when tested, and is the only true faith which holds in the storms of life. Faith is the foundation of our salvation, and our time to live our faith is now. We must then ask ourselves some questions. Is our faith built upon the truth of Scripture? Has our faith been tested? Is our faith timeless, or will the newest fad cause us to hitch up to a new anchor? Only faith in Christ is true, tested, and timeless. True faith does not require sight or proof. It is trusting in a God you have never seen, but you know He exists. It is not ordinary faith, but it is a tested faith. Many persons have placed their faith in Christ over the centuries and have found that the anchor holds. Today, we are finding it increasingly difficult to live out our faith, but we must find a way to live without compromise. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the faith we have now will see us through the last days. If you have not yet trusted Jesus as your Savior, it is time to anchor your hope and faith to Christ before the storms of life show up. God welcomes us based on our faith, which is a gift from Him, and our salvation is secure. May I invite you to join us next week.